Wait. Stop. Okay, Rabbi Sai. We're at the top of 18B. So we just got finished talking about whether you need kavana. Well, let's summarize it. Rabbi said that from the fact that the Mishnah said that you were machaving to read the parsha of Shema, that you see you don't need the brachas. The brachas not ma'akev because all you did was you said Kriya Shema. So the Gemara was wondering, well, that's not necessarily right. The way we learned the Gemara had a question or a bar and said, no, that's no raya, because just like you can, there are hafsekas and Kriya Shema which aren't mentioned in the Mishnah, so too perhaps the brachas weren't mentioned in the Mishnah, even though they were there as well. So no raya from the Mishnah at all. So Gemara says, so Samaras on our Aleph, last line was, so Samaras Chokhavin Levakul, and so if that's the case, then you'd have to have Kavana in all of them, meaning both the Brachos and the Kriya Shema, and all the Parshas of Kriya Shema. That's what we ended off. On Nishmeinu in Hador, so now we're on top of 18b. Let's try to bring our eye from this. What does it say? Rab Achai Mishom Rab Yehuda, he said the following, Im Kivan Liva B'Perek Mishom, Afal Pishalo Kivan Liva B'Perek Sheni Yotza. Now, he's saying, if you had a mind to be Yotze, if you had in mind the Kavana, meaning the Kavana of the Milos, we're learning now, Perisha Milos, for instance, that you had that in mind, the first Pasha, even though you didn't have it in mind, the second Pasha, means you said Vahayim Shema without Kavana, you'd be Yotze. The way we're going to learn this now is, it's a very difficult way to learn, but this is the way they're learning. What it means to say is that you had in mind, you had Kavana the first Pasha, and you had Kavana the third Pasha of Tzitzis, but you just left out the Kavana in the second Pasha of Hoyim Shemoa, and we're going to see why the second Pasha would not be Makkah. We're going to see that in just a second. And in fact, we're going to go ahead and we're going to read it. In fact, Ma Bein Parak Mishnah, Ma Bein Parak Sheni, why should the first Parak, why should that be Ma'akev? And the second part not be Ma'akev. So the Gemara says, Amar Panino, Kamash Kosovazat. Whatever is in the first parsha, you know, you ever read Kriya Shema, you ever notice how it's a little repetitive? A lot of stuff that you said in the first parsha is in the second parsha. So what's the difference? Miat. So therefore, it's like this is like a statement by itself. So this is explaining as long as you had Kavana the first parsha, even if you didn't have Kavana the second parsha. It's not Ma'akev, because after all, it didn't add anything to what you said already anyway. So why would it matter? Yeah. No, the first Pasha is, I'm going to say this first Pasha includes Shema all the way up to Vahayim. Okay?
The only thing
that
repeated is the last Pasuk. No, Shartam, both.
Right. Radio check. Did you guys hear that question online?
No.
That doesn't make sense. Oh well. I thought I solved the problem. I guess I didn't.
Shlomi, just repeat the question. That's all.
Yeah, but I have a special microphone which I thought was going to solve this problem. Do you hear me now, you guys online? Because we moved the microphone all the way down to the middle of the next table. Stewie, do you hear me?
Yes, perfectly.
Okay. Hopefully I'm not using the computer. Hopefully not. Oh, that would be really dumb. Anyway. Yes. So, yeah, there may be one or two different things. There may be one or two different things, but yeah. I'll call upon it. That's what it says. So that's why if you had Kavana in the first Pasha, it doesn't matter if you had missed Kavana in the second Pasha. That's what it says. Mayata la yikra alachot. So the Gemara says, logical question. Why bother reading the second Pasha? If there's nothing added by the second Pasha, why not just read one? So the Gemara says, oh, Marila, Harisha liyachid, Hasheni litzibo. The first one is Lashon Yachid, the second is Lashon Rabin. So there's obviously directives for the tzibur that's missing in the first Pasha. Harishon LaTalmud, Hashem LaMaisa. The first one is for Talmud Torah, V'shinantam Uvanecha. Pasuk of V'shinantam doesn't appear in the second Pasha. So there it's more of Maisa.
The second Pasha is second verse is starting on it. Not covered in the first
portion. So there are obviously there are elements in the second portion not covered in the first portion.
And vice versa.
And vice versa. Well, Vashinantam is in the first portion, not in the second portion. Okay, those little minor details that you're pointing out apparently are not enough to qualify having to read the whole portion, I guess.
Didn't they know the Mishnah? The next Mishnah after this about the distinction between the two, that
yes, they knew
so
it.
So what am I missing? So what are they asking here?
Because when it comes to the idea of kavana, the Gemara tries to think, and this is the mahalach that the Gemara this is the way some mafarshim explain this. It's actually I think it's a pretty difficult mahalach to how to learn it. Now, if you take a look on 18b1, there's a completely different mahalach. Because let me back up a drop here, because based on what we're saying now, that we're assuming that Rabbah, remember the original statement of Rabbah of Zosom Merish Ein Habrachos Ma'akvos, according to this Mahalach, the way we're learning the Gemara, we've slugged him up. We're not going to maintain that position because we were docha the Raya from the Mishnah, and therefore it's no riot. But Rara Fulda says that all the Rishonim accept Rabbah's approach, so therefore you have to explain the Gemara completely different. So he says like this. Let's see. I think this is worthwhile. Normally I don't do separate textuals because it's a little too much pilpul, but in this case we'll make an exception. Rabbah, I'm in the third paragraph of the textual of A. So Rabbah said, again, Rabbah stated, the Mishnah omitted any mention of the blessings. So you see, they're not ma'akif. The Gemara quoted a question that there are other things that are interruptions, and the Mishnah did not mention them. So he answers, Im Omar Achu Tzarech Lefarech, if you say that you have to say the brachos to the Yotze Kriyashma, Beirach Sarshi Chavanas Libokum, then you'd have to also have Kavanah. So he means to say, if you need the brachas, then you're going to also have kavon. But if that's the case, so he says like this. He says that he's changing now what the words mechave means. So kiven libo would mean to be yotze the mitzvah kriyashma. So what he's saying is like this: that if hitaka said the brachas of Kriyashma before he read the Pesukim, then it would be obvious that he has in mind to be Yotze the Mitzvah of Kriyashma. You just said brachas Kriyashma. Of course you have in mind to be Yotze the Mitzvah of Kriyashma when you read the Pesukim. That's what was bothering him. How could it say in Kivein Libo, it's obvious he did direct his mind to the Mitzvah since he paused in the middle of his Torah reading to recite the brachas. So therefore, if it says he directed his mind, that must mean he's talking about all the passages, meaning not just to be Yotze the mitzvah of Kriyashma, but to be Yotze, but to use Machavim to all of the words in the Pesukim. Okay. Now, Rabbi Yose continues, Nishmeinu min hadol. Let's learn from the following brisa that it's not essential. Because Rabbi Huda said, if you only had in mind the first passage of Shema, and not the second passage of Shema, you're Yotze, so you don't need Kavanah, the whole Shema. And not only the second Parsha, obviously, third Parsha as well would not need Kavanah. He's learning the way he's learning, then this would be saying basically, you do not need Kavanah, all three Parshas. All you would need is the first one, because there's one Shita like that. So it can't be talking about someone who's saying the brachas before, because then it would be obvious that he intended to be Yotze the mitzvah by saying the brachas. So it speaks of a case where you did not interrupt your Torah reading to say the brachas. You merely continued your reading and you read the Shema as long as you had kavanah with the first parsha, you Yotze, and that's it. So basically, you don't need the brachas according to this mahalach. And this passage, which is, I think, is very difficult to read. Reason why I did it, because I think the other Mahalach is a very difficult read to say that when he said that he didn't have Kavanah the second Parsha, But he did have kavana of the third parsha. That's very difficult to read it that way. Okay. Ayin sham tamsa nachas. Bar kapara amar eloch tzarach kavana eloshosh psukim rishon mavad. Only kavana you need is the first three psukim. And after that, you don't need kavana. V'toni ken v'shinantam ad kala kavana. It says another brisa. Up until v'shinantam, that's where you need kavana. Mikan ve'eloch l'shinan, all you need is to read it. Rav Huna, Rav Uri, Rav Yosef, Rav Yudah, Rav Shmuel, Tzarach l'kavu l'machah shumayim v'umad. You have to be makavu l'machah shumayim standing. So that sounds like v'shamayim to be standing. What do you mean standing? My Yosef Omei, is that what you mean? If you were sitting, you have to stand up? No, the Gemara says that's not what I meant. Lo. My Mahalef, if you were walking, Omei, you should stand still. Because presumably, standing still, you have the necessary requisite kavana. If you're walking, you won't have that kavana. So if you have to Yosef Pishma, which happens all the time, like when you come home after the meal Friday night and you bench, and then you start saying Pishma. So I walk out onto my front porch to get out of the house and say Kriya Shema, you know, where I can have kavana, but I have to stand still on the front porch. You can't be walking around on the front porch because then otherwise you're violating this gemara. This is the halacha. You're supposed to stand still. Tony. Tzarech l'harach be'achad. This is famous. This, we're very familiar with this. You have to be marach be'achad to say the word echad. That's why you see people saying echad. Right now the Yisham is going to say what? Rav Nachman write the next thing. It says Rav Nachman, Rav Yaakov Amar, Rav Avi Dalit. We really mean the Dalit. Exactly how you marach in the Dalit, that's a good question. Right. Some plus by Yosef Amar called marach be'achad marach in leivu v'shosim toiva. You have good days and it's all good. Okay. Rav Yirmiyahu have a marach sagin. Rav Yirmiyahu was being marach in it a great deal, sagin a lot, right? So Amar Rav Yizeir les atchif kolachim. You don't have to do so much. As long as you have in mind that Hashem is the king all over the world, that's enough. And that shouldn't take you that long. It should take you approximately 2 seconds at most, maybe 1 second, I don't know. Rav She'il, the Rapia Rava. Rav She'il, the Rapia Rava. Rav asked a question to Rapia Rava. He translates it as Rapia the Great. I mean, that's quite a name to give your child. I never see, you know, he was in Rabbeinu Akash's shir, and he was complaining to Rabbi Rabba. He said, I never see Rabbi be makabal macha shemayim. He's saying shir, and he doesn't interrupt the lecture. So what's going on? Is my Rabbi not mafsik for Kriya Shema? Omalei, when you see him put his hand on his face, that's when he's doing it. A Malay, so he said he's still not happy. He says, what do you mean? When it's asking Yitzchus Mitzrayim, what about Yitzchus Mitzrayim? When does he say that? A Malay, let's Eshad Loyati Mila. Yes, it's inconceivable that he does not at one point in the lecture mention Yitzchus Mitzrayim. There must be some point at which he mentions Yitzchus Mitzrayim. I don't know how he does that. Every single shear, and this is in Bavli also, every single shear, somehow or other, see, it's right, it makes it. I don't know how he does that. Yes?
So the question is, so that's good for Rebbe. Now, what did Rebbe think when he's giving the shear to other people? The other people are missing it all. In other words, he's giving a shear to people. So obviously, he didn't have enough time to say Shema before the shear. Neither did anybody else.
Maybe.
And if he's the Rebbe, he's teaching. So it's like, how do you?
What about the other people in the share? Good question.
Shot like these shirim would go on for hours and hours. Maybe we would get up and leave, come and go a little bit as they needed for these type of things.
That sounds reasonable. I don't know. I didn't think about it about the other people in the share. I just assumed the other people in the share would you know exit out.
They said it to themselves.
Footnote says
during,
that
during the shir, during Rebbe's shir, each talmid said it to itself.
Okay, good.
So, you know, during the Lord, that's what it said.
It says it in the footnote. It says it. I didn't see their footnote. Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah, maybe it's in Hebrew, not in English. We know to get. Yeah. Okay. Very good. Thank you. You guys heard that online? Okay, they're not even answering me now. Okay, fine. Very good. Okay, fine. Rav Tavui Shael L'Rav Lefiskius. Now he has a question for Lefiskius. Les Hador Amra, does this not tell us She'ein L'Chotar Kavona, that nothing needs Kavona? Elapasik Rishon Levad. That, in other words, you just said that you need three psukim to have Kavona. Now we're on your Tesimon Aleph. What do you mean three psukim? We just saw that Rebbe only read the first pasuk of Shema. So you see, you don't need to say it, right? Within that time, he covered his hair, his eyes. So you have to say he also said Bishinant all the way up to Bishinant. So he said three psukim. So it's no raya. Okay. Ramuno Amar Mishum Rabbi Yehuda. Shom Mishum Rabbi Yosi Aglili. And Hivsek Baka, they look and says, Kulo Yotzadech Havas. Here we have another sugya, which is that if you're mafsik, if you stop, you don't, and you have like a break and pause, you pause your reading of the Kriya Shema, that if you pause long enough to read the whole thing, then you're not Yotze, you have to say it over again. Now, Rabba by Yemi B'Shem Rav, Alachu Kareb, you know, Shom Mishum Rabbi Yehuda, Shom Mishum Rabbi Yosi Aglili. When they said the halacha, they quoted all the names all over again. I would have just said Hilchos HaKavasei, and that's it. Well, not easier, but that's the way. Anyway, so he passes like that. Rabbi Yechim Hashem, Rabbi Shem Ben Yod Tzadok, Af Pahalo, B'Kriyas HaMegillah came. That's not only true by Kriya Shema, it's true by Hallel and Kriyas HaMegillah. If you make a Hefsek that is enough to finish the whole Hallel, to finish the whole Megillah, you have to start it over again. Abba Barav Huna, Rav Chista HaVayasin, Abba and Barav Huna and Rav Chista were sitting. Amram, they said the following. Af B'Tkios came. The same thing is true by the Tkios. Versus fulfilling to have nine tkiyos of Rosh Hashanah. And if you're mafsik in the middle of the tkiyos long enough to blow the ninth tkiyos, again, you're not yotzei. Tzalka leveis rav. So they entered the base medrash. Shaman rav kuna b'shem rav. Afilo shaman atesha shos yotzei. This is the famous statement that we know from Bavli, that even if you hear nine tkiyos through the course of an entire day, you're yotzei. Obviously, you are being mafsik k'dei ligmar eskula, and still you're yotzei. So that seems to be not like that. Amrav Zeira at Da'anot Amon, while I was there, meaning in Bavel, Srichasli, I was uncertain whether a lengthy pause in the middle of the shofar blast is going to be an interruption. Ukad Slokis Lahacha, but when I came here to Eretz Yisrael, Shema Yisrael Rabbi Yosef Mishra Rabbi Yochanan, after the Shema called Yom Yotza. I heard them say the name of Yochanan, even you heard a whole day. So you see, it's not a problem. So the Gemara says, "Hushishmaon al haseder." As long as you hear them in the right order, it's first heard tekiya, then you heard a trua tekiya, tekiya trua tekiya, and so on. It can't be that you heard them out of order; they have to be in the right order. Rabbi Yosi Bai, havezetzar pshuta rishona, havezetzar pshuta achrona. So let's suppose you have the following case. This is like a interesting case. So I heard tekiya shvarm trua, and I need the final tekiya of that set, and you haven't heard any of that set. You need the first tekiya. So we both need two different tekiyos, once for the start and once for the finish, but it's the same sound. Could you be motzi? Yerushalmi does not answer the question. One second. Oh, it says he does it. So why did I think it doesn't answer the question? Second, 16. I must have made a mistake. Sorry. Tkiyachas motziya deshtayin. Right, that was wrong. A single tkiyah is motzi, both of them, right? Because it's the same sound. It must be seeing things. Rabovin barchiya boi. Kriyashma brachosah. What about kriyashma in the brachos? Meaning, if you have when you have an interruption long enough, does it include you're going to be missing you were interrupted long enough to say the whole Kriya Shema and all the brachos, or is it he v'lo brachosa? Is it the main thing that you interrupted long enough to finish just Kriya Shema, or brachosa v'lo he? It's just the brachos and not the Kriya Shema. The last case of brachosa v'lo he means that you said Kriya Shema, and then you stopped. And you're mafsik, the amount of time it takes you to say the brachos, so will that require you to go back and say the brachos again? So these three questions are not answered. Sorry. Right. 19. See, bra halacha of the discussion. I didn't see the halacha. Yeah. Yeah, that is the general problem here. Is it considered a hefsek? If it's long enough, how long is considered a hefsek? Right. Yeah. So, well, I'm going to tell you the halacha in just a minute. Hefsek shlisha. Let's suppose you start a ring Kriya Shema and you are mafsek the amount of time it takes to read one third of the Kriya Shema. Then you start a reading again. And then you stop and you again were mafsek the amount of time it takes you to read a third of Kriya Shema. And then you start it again, a third time. So all together, all you have sekas, if you add them all up together, they would add up to the amount of time total that is necessary to say the whole Kriya Shema. All the have sekas adding up, right? No, he's just asking whether the Hefsekas are Mestarish. It's not important that they're three parshas. Okay. Yeah. At least I didn't see it.
He said
here
Shema.
Yes, it is talking about Shema, but I don't see where it's related to the fact that there are three parshas. I don't see that. Okay, and then finally, Bukhari Masharin, or Bukhalada Masharin, do you measure these breaks by the person who's reading it? So if I read Kriya Shema, I'm reading it very fast. Other people who are on my row and shul, they read a lot slower. So how do you measure it? It's a sort of Varech L'Shiur in a certain sense, which the Gemara it's going to say in a second. I'm Rav Masani Mistara Bukhari. That's Mistara. That is the person who's reading it that we'll measure by. So for me, it'll be shorter, and for you, it'll be longer, which is interesting. Okay. Rabbi Avu asked Rabbi Yochanan the following question: Begin down, not Kari Shema. Let's suppose I'm reading Kriya Shema, and then I hit an alleyway. Let's go back to the time, you know, when I lived in New York, so there was a time before Koch was mayor where the sidewalks were covered with dog excrement, and it was impossible. Then Koch became mayor, Baruch Hashem, the streets were cleaned up. But when before that, you couldn't say Divrei Torah on the sidewalks. There's tzaya everywhere. So let's suppose you started reading Kriya Shema on your way down the steps as you walk out of your apartment building. What's that? No, you only have to be a woman for the first three psukim or the first pasuk, depending on what needs kavan. The rest of it you can read. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So he comes to the Muvas HaTanafim Mafsek and he stops. Nofek HaNoi Dei Chavasi, am I Yotze or not? In other words, he obviously had enough time to say the whole thing in that hefsek. I think that's the case. Although he doesn't say those words. So Amale, Avu Bni, is Rabbi Yochanan speaking to Rabbi Avu, so he's calling him Abu Bni, my son of Avu. In Mafsek HaKadei Lushkos is Kulo Yotzoso Yidei Chavos. If you were Mafsek that amount of time, you're not Yotze. Right, correct. That's the answer. Yeah, I was just wondering the question. Now, 24, this is important here. 24, I remember this is important. The Gemara here accepts Rabbi Yochanan's statement at face value, meaning he actually holds, like the above Amorim, who hold that if you're mafsek kedei lagros kula, that it's considered a hefsek. But in the Bavli, he says that that's actually not the case. Rabbi Yochanan's shita in the Bavli is that's the shita I think of Rabbi Yochanan, perhaps, but he himself personally held, and even if you were mafsek kedei lagros kula, that you don't say any. I'll tell you the halacha at the end, after the end at 9 o'clock. I'll tell you what the Aruch HaShulchan quotes the halacha. Okay. Rabbi Elazar Shlach Mevakel Rabbi Shimon Bar Abba. So Rabbi Elazar goes to visit Rabbi Shimon Bar Abba, who's sick. He was sick, so he's visiting. The beaker here is beaker cholim. Omalei, so he said, that is to say, the sick person there, Rabbi Shimon Bar Abba, said to Rabbi Elazar, he says, Kagana no, the Toshish, I'm weak. He was sickly, so he was weak. I'll start to say Shema and I'll doze off. He's got sleep apnea. Nofek anoy de chavasi. Is he yotze the mitzvah kriya Shema? Or when he wakes up, does he have to start over again? Okay, that's a good question. Amalei in, he says, yes, you discharge your obligation despite the lengthy pause in the middle. Basically, this is the way Rav Shapaskin, when someone's sick, asks you a question, just tell him, yeah, you're good. You're good, whatever you do. Oh, there's no right, correct. The 25, he talks about it. Yeah. The 26, yeah. Let's go on a little further. Rav Yirmiya bar Kumi Rav Zeira. So Rav Yirmiya asked in front of Zeira, begin the Rav Elazar Yoda. Is it because of the consideration that Rav Elazar knew that Rav Shimon bar Abba medaktik in mitzvah sasagim? He's very scrupulous about his observance of mitzvahs. So therefore, holy lay. So that's why he ruled him in this matter, because he knew he was going to be machmer. Or begin to have a tashish holy lay. Or is it because he was sick? In other words, is this a kula that would apply across the board? Or is this a kula which only applied to the sick person? Okay. A Malay, so he says, but Farish Plegan, and it's explicitly, they explicitly disagree, Rav Yochanan and Rav Elazar, Rav Yossi, Rav Elazar says, you're Yotze all the time. Whenever you, even if you have a long hefsek, Rav Yochanan and Rav Yossi says, you're not Yotze. Ma Plegan, but Kriya Shema, when do they argue? They argue by Kriya Shema. They shall sue your prakim. It's composed of several different paragraphs, meaning they're distant, prakim means they're distant from each other in the Chumash. Of a big hollow, the Kriya Samagillah, but if we'll be hollow and Megillah, Uf Rabbi Elazar might, and then even Rabbi Elazar, who says in that case that you are Yotze with a pause, but if you're talking about a one area like Halal at Megillah, which is one area, if you are Masik long enough to say the whole thing, then even Rabbi Elazar would agree with Rabbi Yochanan that you're not Yotze. He answers the question because you see Rabbi Elazar, the Farish says you're Yotze, it wasn't a kula for a sick person, right? That was the question. The question was it for everybody or was it just because he was sick? The answer is it was for everybody, right? Because it's a general machlokas. Got it? Yeah? Okay. Uba'emsa. Okay, let's make a run for it. Uba'emsa sholmanei ha'yirah. If you're in the middle of the paragraph of Shema, you're shol there, you're a Tani Hashom, Shalom Rabbo, and Misha Gomen of Torah, Harshus Biyoto. If you're extending a greeting to your teacher, then you're allowed to. That's not considered an affront to the teacher's honor. What do you mean? The opposite. It's not considered, it's permitted to do so. I guess 6 foot 7. That doesn't make sense. The proper greeting is Shalom Aleichem Rebbe. It's inappropriate to greet his teacher with Shalom Aleichem. The Brisa comes to preclude an attitude prevailing in Babylonia in earlier times that it was presumptuous of a student to extend any form of greeting to his teacher, although it's surely audacious for a servant to offer a master a greeting because a servant must display total self-negation towards his master. A student is allowed to greet his master, provided he does so with a special measure of respect. Okay, so I guess what we're trying to say here is that if you just say Shalom Aleichem, maybe that's the pshat, that you're just saying Shalom Aleichem, you're not saying Shalom Aleichem Rebbe, or the fact that he's saying Shalom, normally the minhag was not to say Shalom at all, I'm not sure exactly what's the pshat here. I have to see what the pshat here is. I missed this one. Yeah, no. This is talking about we're bringing a raya for this.
Right? Rebbe should be Yira.
Okay. We're talking about covet, right? Okay. Let's leave it for now. We'll come back. We'll see what this means. Ador Amra. You're supposed to ask in someone who's greater than him. Even had done another thing. The Tani Kara, because of Neshama, if someone did Kriya, that is to say that someone's standing by, they think the person died and they did Kriya. Because of Neshama, then he got revived. But then if he died immediately right after that, and it's all kriya, you don't have to be do kriya again. But if there's a certain amount of time that went by, you have to do kriya. Kamal asar, how much is considered immediately? Kedei divor. So how much is kedei divor? He says kedei shilas shalom ben om lachaber. That's to say shalom aleichem. That's considered the amount of time. So if the person revived and started breathing again, then amount of time is beyond how long it takes to say shalom aleichem. You have to decree again. One second. So this is what's considered a greeting. So that's a greeting for your friend. He said, no, the shir is a little longer than that. So you can learn from that that it's proper to greet your Rebbe in this way. Now we're going to go with a maisa. Rabbi Yochanan and Mustafa Rabbi Yaakov are eating. He was leaning on Rabbi Yaakov are eating, the way they used to in those days. They leaned on people to help them walk. And they saw, Rabbi Lazar saw Rabbi Yochanan coming, and he hid. He was like, he's afraid of Rabbi Yochanan. So Rabbi Yochanan said, Amar hartate milan hadein bavlaya avid be. There's two things, that these two offenses that the Babylonians do against me. Chared lo shalom b'shlami. First of all, they don't ask me. They don't say hello, right? B'chared d'lama shmuas b'shmim. And the second thing is they say over things in my name. And the shmuas, they say over things in learning, and they don't say my name. They just say it without saying d'lama b'shem omro. He's got two tainus. Rabbi Yochanan has two tainus that he's complaining about the Babylonians to the person he's walking with. Amaleis, Rabbi Yochanan says to him, they conduct that about the first complaint, the fact that he hides. That's the way they do it in Bavel. Ze'era lo shol b'shlami de Rabba. Ze'era didn't ask about Rabba. The inner mekayman reuni na orim v'nechbo. The orim saw me. The young lad saw me and they hid. So mi mahalchin. And the second problem, as they were walking, chamalei chad beis medrash. So Rabbi Yaakov Arini showed Rabbi Yochanan a base medrash. He says, Hocha have Rabbi Meir Yosef Dorash. Rabbi Meir used to sit here and darshan. Vamar Shmuasim and Shmeid the Rabbi Shmuel. He would say things in the name of Rabbi Shmuel. Vlamar Shmuasim and Shmeid Rabbi Kiva, but he would not quote Rabbi Kiva's name. Is that objectionable? Amalei, call him. So Rabbi Yochanan answered him, no, that's simple. I know why Rabbi Meir didn't say Rabbi Kiva's name. Call him a Yad and Rabbi Meir Talmid and Rabbi Kiva. Everybody knows a mayor is a Talmud of Rabbi Kiva, and therefore anything he says over is coming from Rabbi Kiva. Amalai, kolam ayyadin, Rabbi Lazar, coming into Rabbi Yochanan. That's the same thing with Rabbi Lazar. Everybody knows he's your Talmud. Mahu me'avar kumi haduri tzalvei. Furthermore, what would be if you just were walking by an idol? Would that be usur? Because you're showing cover to the idol, just walking by the idol? Amalai, ma'isbaliglei ikar. How does that show covet by just walking in front of the idol? The contrary, go pass in front of it and rub its eyes out. So he says, that's why Rabbi Lazar acted properly, not to just pass in front of you, since he would not be greeting you according to the custom, because they don't say Shalom Aleichem at all over there in Bavel. So therefore, he didn't want to appear disrespectful by just walking by you. So Yaakov Aridi, Yaakov Aridi, you know how to make someone feel good. You answered all my problems. Okay? And that next part will be part of the next thing. So that's where we'll stop here, on the bottom of U-Test on base. So I vote for one on Mitzvah Shabbos at the last same time as last time, which was 7 o'clock. I have to open, let me put that on. Stop over here. I have to